We saw files recently from the National Archive about the Defence Security Organisation, and this was the MI5 bit. They put their files in the National Archive.
Not the SO2, is it?
It might be that
Special
under...
Operations, exactly.
In Gibraltar, there was the MI6 office, which looked at espionage, spying on the enemy.
Yes.
The MI5 looked after security on the Rock.
Yeah.
There was the SOE had an office there.
Yes.
And various other departments, escaping POWs. Now, was your father, working on sort of... There's a really good story.
Well, I know that my son is a press officer at the National Archives.
Oh, right.
Perfect.
And not so long ago, he came across... Let me see if I can find it quickly. Here somewhere. Is it SOE?
Now, I know there was a SOE office there because there's some amazing... They used it as a staging post.
Right. Gibraltar. The SOE mission here consists of HFG Morris, blah, 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 and it goes on there, and all the rest of it. And then it suddenly says, one of the most interesting personalities in Gibraltar, with whom I had several long conversations, is Mr. Harry Norton, diplomatic advisor to the governor, and CNC. Mr. Norton is a Gibraltarian who has, in my opinion, a profound knowledge of Spanish politics, and although his views are not generally speaking shared by the higher officials of the British Embassy in Madrid, he has sound personal contacts in Spain, and I feel that an opinion from him on forthcoming events there will be always valuable. Mr. Norton proposes to visit this country in May, and I'd like to suggest that you'd be entertained by some senior official of SOE, as I think a little attention of this kind would prove to be a good investment. And then the guy to whom this is sent says, I want to know when Harry Norton arrives in England.
and did he meet them?
I don't know. Probably did.
Yeah,
he must have, but
did.
I don't know whether he did.
How very interesting.
But at any rate, my son suddenly found that.
and the picture that emerges is you have the Spanish, and the government and Franco is carefully steering, keeping Spain neutral, but some sectors are put their side in with the Germans and some of the British.
Yes.
And so, having a person like your father there, being able to do the circuit and then report back.
Yes.
Must have been fascinating.
Yes, yes. And I think that was what was valuable, really. And, of course, the other thing is, and I mean, I've got another thing there from the embassy saying, we've just got your notes on your visit from the Foreign Office. We thought you'd sent us a copy, but we haven't found it. And we're very interested to read what you have to say. And I don't know why you haven't sent me there, because my father was a member of the Foreign Office. So he reported to the Foreign Office, to the governor. But of course he wasn't. My father was a bit of a maverick in the sense that because he had these connections and these things and all the rest of it, he did it in his own way because he knew them and he knew the way that he would get things and all the rest of it. So he wasn't sort of... When he went to the embassy, he was, as it says there, not everyone in the embassy thought he was.
Yes,
but,
yeah.
But that's because that's the way he was, and that's why they operated. But they did really, in the sense, also in the end, like what he had to say. I've got there.
But presumably it was much easier for him to have a relationship with Gibraltarians and Spanish than a British governor who had never even been there.
Absolutely,
before.
Of course.
You know.
Of course, the point is that he'd been living, he knew these people, he knew the mentality and the way that the Spaniards operated. He knew how to get information out of them.
Speaking to them in fluent Spanish and being able to culturally can go to the restaurant and have a drink or a meal with them.
Look, it makes all the difference because I joined Oxfam when I left Gibraltar as town clerk. And after 4 years, I was sent off as field director for Central America. And I tell you the fact that when I was in, they would say to me, where are you from? Are you from Chile? Are you from Nicaragua? The only people who could tell exactly where I was from were Spaniards. And they would say, Andaluz, because we speak Andalusian Spaniard. You know, and yes. I could tell the Spaniards and they could tell me. But the other Latin Americans had no idea. They thought I was from another Latin American country. It made all the difference. Yes. It made all the difference yeah. to
there
me.
There were two big things happening, games happening. One is the big political game up in Madrid.
Yes.
And then there was, which is where all the people competed for the sort of Franco's ear and influence and things. And then there was one down in Algeciras and La Linea, where all the local governors and the local military commanders, and that's where the Germans and the Italians were, trying to mount attacks against the ROC.
Now, yes, yes.
Did your father get involved in that at all?
No, let me get that in case. Oh, right.
We got the Blue Book is the official record in Gibraltar.
And it was
John Robert Norton, Chief Inspector of Revenue, first entered sort of colonial service in 1899, and the date of appointment as Chief Inspector of Revenue was 1930. That's what the blue.
It's someone else.
And they might have.
That's not my grandfather.
They might have got the name wrong.
No, that's not my grandfather. That's my father.
And that's your father.
Except he should have an OBE.
Yeah. Mm. They got your father and they said Assistant Colonial Secretary. He was first entered colonial service in 1913 and the date of his appointment as Colonial Secretary was in 27.
Yes, probably, but he should have an OBE.
OBE, yes. That's
I don't know why. But look, this. I'm going to show you this because this is General Barron, Lord Gorton, my father. Here he is again. They've been showing things like that. The Spanish officers coming there too.
That's your father there?
That's my father, yeah. Mm. And I show you for one very simple reason. I've got another one somewhere I was going to show you, which has got number two. Is because you were asking about this. Mm. And one of the things that there's my father, Lord Good.
That's your father, though.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Great picture. Mm.
And here we are, look. The Duke of Gloucester, General Barroso, his wife, Talia Larios. Talia Larios, a Spanish woman, you know. My father, Shepherd Capurro, Lieutenant Colonel Shepherd Capurro, and Lord Gort there. My father knew all these people. I mean, I knew Talia very well, too. Mm. And her son, who was called El Duque de Arión. Her father was the other master of the Calpe hunt.
Right.
The Larios family.
Yes, so there's always this social value.
Yes. And what I was telling you is this. If you look at some of the letters then of Gort and all the rest of it, you know, what they say is, what is quite clear is that they knew that these people, you know, thought that Germany was going to win the war.
That's very interesting.
These people thought that Germany was going to win the war, you know, and they didn't make it, you know, they Gort knew that they knew, my father knew, and all the rest of it, but we invited them round, you know, and had these good relationships with them and all the rest of it. All the governors came like that. And then we would have, let me see, here they are again, you see, look, that's MacFarlane in the middle, and look at all the Spanish people there, the Spanish. And this must be one where...
Is your father there, Reggie?
Yes, that one.
That one.
There's Colonel Shepherd Capurro, my father. Who else do I know here? In this particular one, I don't think I know anyone else. And then, look, this one must be a visit. This is a visit of General Munoz Grande to Vice Admiral Sir Colin Edward Collins.
Is that your father's writing?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my father's writing. And my father is there, too. And there you see the Spaniards are in the middle.
Yes.
They've been given the things like that. Look, that's a nice one, isn't it?
And this is where the Germans were trying to persuade the Spanish to move against Gibraltar. And we were trying, through these relationships, to maintain, to sway the Spanish.
Yes.
To keep them...
But then you have to read the book showing how we bribed them all.
Yes.
Have you read that book recently?
Yes. Yes.
What my father was trying to make sure was that the relationships between the things there, our neighbours, that was his first responsibility, yes. Really.
And this is why I said, okay, he would go up to Madrid
and
as a courier and would be able to sort of understand what was going on, but that was big politics. It was down to the neighbours.
That's right.
The commanders around Algeciras, around La Linea, and that whole province, trying to sort of keep a lid on that as well.
Yes, yes, yes.
And do you think he knew, I mean, he must have had his finger on an awful lot of things that were going on in the Rock as well. I mean, do you think he knew about espionage and that sort of thing?
Well, he might have known something. I'm not sure that he was particularly interested. In a sense, because there was a lot of other people dealing with that. No, while his main thing really was...
He had enough to do.
The diplomatic front.
There was a good account in these files in the National Archive talking about the Germans tried to bomb the Rock, tried to attack the Rock on 58 occasions or 56 occasions. And they stopped them. Only two got through. They stopped them. Now, you get to know that through good relations. So the Spanish would know what the Germans would be up to, trying to attack the Rock. And it may be through meeting people like your father, they would sort of warn them. Would that be a possibility?
Might be. That's his courier thing.
That's his courier.
It's absolutely beautiful, aren't they? Amazing.
They're lovely, aren't they?
Absolutely lovely. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
They're
so
lovely.
So elaborate.
Thing.
You get an email.
I know.
You probably just get
you
an
feel
email.
It, I feel it has to be in a. Should put it in a frame.
Yes.
And that's Gort.
Yes.
But
and that's Liddell.
Liddell, yeah.
And this is Gort, proper Gort. That's a stamp.
But he, I take it that he would know all the main political figures. In the Spanish official.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And the military one.
Absolutely, yes. There you are, it's his writing at the back. Again.
Visit.
There. And look, there are names of the people behind. And this is, I think that's Ironside, I'm not sure, but
yes.
They were very interested in the thing, because that's a French general.
Yes.
We don't know who it is.
That's
but that one has got all the people there.
Somebody has to do some serious research here, don't they, really? Find out who everybody is.
Yes.
Look at that one. This sort of photograph is like the beginning of a story, isn't it?
Yes.
It's just, well, who is that?
Totally.
So interesting.
You brought the Chronicle.
You are joking.
Completely forgotten.
So,
look at this.
Philip No coward visit.
Yes.
Oh,
look at that.
Look at that.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. Look
so
at that.
So he met Noel Coward.
He knew Noel Coward. And when he used to come to London before the war, he'd go and see him. And this is rather fun too, I think. Yeah, because I always think this is rather fun because this is in the middle of the war, you know. And who is the general here? I think it might, I don't know, Clive de Bale, but actually that's, this is, he says, and it's been sent by el gobierno militar para el general, from the military governor for the general. And it's a visit of the governor with Anthony Quinn was the... Not Anthony Quinn, is the American one.
Anthony Quayle.
Anthony Quayle. Look, there's Anthony Quayle. He was in the part of the thing. There's a governor. And they're all having a wonderful time in Spain with the gypsies and drinking sherry.
Oh, yes. That's lovely.
So, all this contact, did your father tell you of any really amusing, quite amazing stories over and above the ones you've told us?
I remember, what is it? Yes. I remember, well, I think one in which he told me, and I think it was, I'm not sure, I think it was a plane or something that had come down or something. And they didn't know where the Dickens it was, and they wanted to find out, and all the rest of it, you know.
Not the general, the Polish general.
No, Pilsudski. Well, he was at the, he was in the dinner the night before he was.
Yes. So was the guy.
So was the guy. Yeah, and actually he was then interviewed by Carlos Thompson about it, you know. But in the end, because there was something in the in his diary. In the governor's diary, because I didn't they wanted to know something about what the governor had done or something. That's another story. And in the end, they discovered by looking at the chronicle that the governor had gone to some party or something. Anyway, forget about that. What was I saying about?
We're talking about a plane.
About a plane, yes, or something. A story about a plane or something that they needed to know something about and all the rest of it. And my father went there, and instead of saying, you know, this has happened and all the rest of it, what he basically said to the Spanish general was that, I know you probably don't know where this place is, where this thing is, you know, so I won't ask you about it, but, you know, we are worried about this place. What do you mean that I don't know, the general said? Of course I know. It's in such and such a place.
Yes.
He was very clever. Yeah,
he knew what they would react to. He knew what their personality was like, you know. So, but this is interesting. You see, this is the Khalifa of Tetuan in 1933. And it came out, this photograph came out in the Daily Telegraph.
Wow.
In the Daily Telegraph, and cut like that. And I got the medal. My father got a wonderful thing from him. But this, I would think, is great, because there they were in the middle of the war.
Yes.
And they were in this wonderful party in Jerez or something with the guitars, and there's Anthony Quayle, you know, and all the other people who worked. That's my father there.
Where is he? His back.
His back,
yes.